We were sitting on a runway at O'Hare Airport for a long time, in an airplane, that is, and I thought we were on our way when we left the gate. I said to myself, okay, in a couple of minutes, we'll be in the air and on our way. And then they routed us across the backside of O'Hare, and I saw some lovely storage facilities, by the way, but we finally ended up in a long, long line of aircraft. I've got a little problem with impatience, but I sure don't want the pilot to have that problem. See, he knows that you don't take off until you get clearance from the tower. No matter how long, that means you have to wait. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about cleared for takeoff. Now, a word for today from the Word of God comes from Genesis chapter 27. It's a pretty powerful lesson in faith and patience from the life of Rebekah, Isaac's wife. Maybe you remember that God had promised that the younger son, Jacob, would actually end up with the blessing rather than the usual thing, which would be that his older brother, Esau, would get it. Unfortunately, it looked like Isaac was dying and he hadn't given the blessing to Jacob. And Rebekah kind of panics and says, oh boy, I better do something about this to make sure that my favorite son here gets the blessing. God said he should. Now, she has no clearance from the tower to do this. God didn't tell her to do it. She doesn't even talk to him about it. She just takes off. And she has this scheme where he will wear various hairy things on his arms and try to smell like the outdoors so he'll feel like his brother and smell like his brother who's a hunter, and he'll just lie about who he is. And you know what? Isaac can't see very well. He does deceive his father, and he gets the blessing. So do they win? They lose. Listen to the expensive result, beginning in Genesis 27:41. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near, and then I will kill my brother Jacob." Then it goes on to say, as Rebekah now counsels Jacob, "Now then, my son, do what I say. Flee to my brother Laban. Stay with him for a while until your brother's fury subsides, when your brother is no longer angry with you and forgets what you did to him." You think that's going to happen? "I'll send word for you to come back from there. Why should I lose both of you in one day?" And in a sense, that's exactly what happened. She didn't see Jacob for 14 years. Her relationship was broken with Esau. Oh, by the way, Isaac didn't die. He lived 20 more years. Whew. All this agony happened in this family because Rebekah couldn't wait for God to do it his way. Oh, she knew Jacob should have the blessing, but just wasn't happening fast enough. Does that sound familiar at all? You thought God was going to act by now, but you're still waiting. The temptation is to panic and say, oh man, it's now or never. Now, you don't have a go from the Lord, but you're still starting to take off. You know, if a pilot does that, without the person who can see all the other aircraft, who can see all the implications of taking off right now, he's going to be flying into disaster. If the child of God does that, he's flying into disaster. Ask God for the patience to wait on the runway. And remember that old wisdom, don't doubt in the darkness, or shall I say in the waiting room, what God has told you in the light. Avoid the heartache that comes from taking off without clearance from the flight controller of your life.